Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
646 here in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. By the way, our feedback email address is ccrecap@gmail.com. I don't say it often enough. Well, while economic conditions appear to be improving at least somewhat since our most recent recession, new research out of the University of Michigan shows that 40% of older Americans have postponed their retirement in the wake of the Great Recession. Brooke Helpy McFall, an economist at the U of M Institute for Social Research, joins me now to discuss just how much those getting ready to escape the daily grind have been affected. Brooke, thank you for coming on the program this evening.
Thank you, Michael.
So this research, it's significant because it is the first to link actual data on household wealth just before and after the downturn to the retirement plans of Americans age 50 and older. So tell me, just how many more working years have many of them decided to add?
Well, the rates we have are that about 40% of the people we surveyed told us that they had delayed their retirement as a result of the economic crisis. And then of those who delayed their retirement, the majority reported increases of about 3 to 5 years in their expected retirement age.
I see. So basically, they just lost a lot of money in their 401ks?
So many of them had lost substantial amounts, yes. However, my study actually takes into account also housing values as well as increased employment risk. And about half of the losses that people experienced overall, or that the typical household experienced, was due to stocks, whereas the other half was actually due to other causes.
I see. So simply because their house lost value, they plan to get out of the house and even make a little money, and that turned the corner on them.
Yeah, so many people expect to sell their homes. It's actually not shown that a majority of people who are close to retirement are planning to sell their homes anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So in some sense, this may actually help buffer people from some of these losses. But, you know, if you look at their actual net wealth, their net wealth did decrease.
The survey involved 900 participants. It was funded by the National Institute on Aging. How was it structured? Were the questions open-ended? And if so, were you getting what kinds of opinions actually were you getting from respondents when it came to this very sudden and unfortunate change in their life circumstance?
Our questions are mostly closed-ended, so they're mostly multiple choice, and they didn't actually allow very much opportunity for feedback. I think we heard from one or two respondents at the end of survey comments that they were surprised and dismayed to see all of their losses in one place. But we didn't hear that from very many people.
I see. Now, when was the survey taken in this year, 2012?
So actually, no. This study was completed using data from a 2008 survey and a 2009 survey. So we sort of sandwiched the major stock losses. We actually fielded the Cognitive Economics Survey, fielded another survey in fall of 2011. So those data are not yet available. They haven't yet been analyzed, but we're hoping it'll shed a little more light on what's happened in the last couple of years.
Well, certainly because the market has come back in such a strong way, you can only wonder if in many cases they've maybe even been made whole.
Absolutely. I don't think that making whole is the way I would do things. So the market has come back pretty substantially. I think people are still worried about the potential for future downturns. However, the thing that you forget is that the market before that had been growing at a pretty fast rate. And so while we may be back at pre-crash levels, they haven't actually grown that much relative to that time.
I'm talking to Brooke Helpy McFall. She's an economist at the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research. You see these cycles every time. Every time you see the market go down, you hear the stories of those who are just about to retire and suddenly, you know, everything goes south for them. Did you get any kind of feedback on the views they had towards the stock market?
So the folks that we talked to, about half of them expected that stocks would be lower 12 months after that survey. So that survey, the second survey, was in May of 2009. So about half of them were relatively pessimistic about the stock market And those folks who were pessimistic about the stock market were more reactive to their wealth losses, so they probably thought that they were permanent, and therefore they needed to account for them in their retirement plans. Longer term, most of the people did expect stocks to rebound and, you know, continue on the upward trajectory.
Looking back, that is, in fact, what happened. And what about their plans in retirement? Did many of them indicate that they were planning on staying somewhat employed, or were they actually going to go on a full retirement?
So that's actually a topic of a lot of research right now among economists. Over about the last 10 years, there's been a lot of interest in bridge jobs, part-time employment, sort of the slow slide to retirement. We think that's becoming increasingly common. And has been becoming more common, actually, since even before the crash.
And what is the what's typically the reason they're working even part time? Is it do they need the income typically, or they just want to avoid complete inactivity?
Many people want the extra income. A lot of people also want the activity. You know, people who like their jobs or like having something to do every day. Would like to continue working, at least in a part-time capacity. And many older Americans have that opportunity, which is really nice. Additionally, I think as more and more people are doing jobs that are less hard on their bodies, they're increasingly capable of working longer. And, you know, as longevity increases and health in the later ages, people are actually able to work longer.
So the results of the study, were they fairly predictable, would you say, or was there anything that came out of it that really shocked you?
So one thing that was, I think quite surprising actually was the quality of the data we were able to get and to show with pretty good resolution the losses that people experienced. One thing that seems very sensible and most people would expect is that people who lost more money told us that they plan to retire later. But that's something that previous research hasn't really been able to show. And so that was sort of a new finding of this study.
Are there some that said, look, after this little recession here, I'm not going to retire at all?
There definitely were some. So I had about 10% of the people who told us that their expected age of retirement had increased told us that that age had increased by more than 10 years. However, both before and after the recession began, there were actually a fair minority of people who were claiming that they expected to be working pretty much forever, you know, to ages 90 plus.
I mean, I guess part of the surprise is that 60% of respondents, you know, this recession and the impact on the stock market and the housing collapse was not going to impact their retirement plans at all.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Now, 60%, right? I mean, you say 40% had to postpone retirement. So 60% were not going to alter their retirement plans at all. I mean, how did they manage to get away unscathed?
It's not so much that they got away unscathed. So the median household in my sample, lost about 5% of their wealth. So that's not negligible. You know, that's $5 off of every $100 you spend, you now don't get to spend. However, I think people looked at their life circumstances, they looked at their plans, they looked at what they wanted to do with their retirement time, and they decided that it was probably a trade-off worth making.
Finally, as an economist, you see the impact that this recession had. Do you generally look at the circumstances they were in and think there's really no avoiding it, or in many cases, do you think they just weren't diversified enough properly?
Well, diversification prior to this downturn, at least diversification within stocks, wouldn't have helped too much since there were just absolutely broad-reaching losses. I think that one of the most important ways in which most Americans are diversified actually is the fact that we have Social Security, and that provides a floor for many of us and sort of some insurance that we're going to have actually a fair chunk of income come retirement.
Well, it's certainly good to have something to count on. Brooke Helpy McFall, an economist with the U of M Institute for Social Research. Brooke, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.